You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line. Drew Lerner at World Weather in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for being with us. Farmers have been anxious to get into the field. A few have been moving, though some have been stopped by rainfall that's making its way across the middle part of the country. Can you tell me about it, please?
Yeah, it does look as though we're going to be on hold here for a while for field work there. Will be a 2 or 3 day period here with frequent shower and thunderstorm activity moving across portions of the Midwest. It's not going to be raining everywhere every day, but over the next 3 days, everybody will be impacted. And some of the greater amounts are going to be in the Ohio River Basin area. We'll probably end up seeing some 1 to 2.5 inch amounts by the time we get to Saturday morning. So that's too much moisture. We're not too bad right now, but you add that to the moisture we do have in the soil, and the ground's going to be pretty saturated for a little while. Those soil temperatures are just now beginning to flirt with the germination level. So as we warm up the next day or two, we'll probably get to that point, but we won't be able to get into the fields to take advantage of it. It will cool down a little bit this weekend and cool again earlier next week, and that will probably be a little bit more significant. So it's not quite time yet for us to put seed in the ground, according to someone else's plans, it looks like. So we'll look at the second week of April, and right now that looks to be fairly good at the moment, that we will see some warmer temperatures in the second half of next week and maybe a little less precipitation for a brief period of time. That should help get us set up for at least a little bit of field work at that point.
That's for the middle part of the country. We have wheat that should be coming out of dormancy in other parts of the country. Can you tell me about growing conditions, please?
Absolutely. The Southwest Plains, of course, is the dry pocket that has been there for quite a long time, and we just can't get any moisture to fall in some of that area. And as long as that continues to be the case, the crop is going to stay stressed in those unirrigated fields. Temperatures yesterday afternoon were in the 60s and 70s across the central or south, we'll call it central plains, I guess, but it was in the 70s and lower 80s in parts of Texas and southern Oklahoma. And so that's too much heat when you don't have any moisture in the ground and too much evaporation taking place. So the bottom line is we're probably looking at some further deterioration in crop condition across some of that region. We will see some shower and thunderstorm activity impacting some hard red winter wheat areas, but at this point I don't think we're going to get a good soaking in the areas that need it most, certainly not in the next 7 days. Maybe sometime around the 11th or 12th of April we will see an opportunity for some rain of significance to fall, but it's too far out in time to have a lot of confidence.
Chinese producers, like those farmers in the United States, are looking forward to their growing season. How are conditions setting up there?
Well, they are actually in very good shape. They're off and running. Their corn planting is already well underway across some of the southern production areas. They had some very well-timed precipitation during the winter, and even in the past couple of weeks, it has rained periodically. They've seen temperatures rise up into the point where they're getting into the 70s Fahrenheit on a regular basis with some lower 80s once in a while. And it's really a very good environment. It's what we should be seeing across some of our deep south right now, and we're just now getting to that point. So China's going to be a bit ahead of us. Their wheat crop over there is looking very good. Their rapeseed crop is looking very good as well. And they should have some very big yields coming out of the winter crop areas. And it looks like the corn's going to get off to a good start as well.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today, Drew.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.